So, some of my teaching superpowers. So, how this has been explained to me is just like really what I'm strong at. Mm-hmm. What am I great at? Mm-hmm. My teaching superpowers. I think that the first thing that I would bring up is just being myself in the classroom. Mm-hmm. We've kind of talked about this before, mm-hmm. about how I strive to just be like one Jane in my life. Mm-hmm. And I think that when I first got in the classroom, I was really worried about what it was going to be like. Mm-hmm. But I found myself, oh, wait, I don't really have to edit myself. I'm already okay to be in the classroom. Mm-hmm. Like, I have what it takes to be in the classroom and just be my authentic self. Mm-hmm. I think that that allows me to make the connections that I am making with students and how I am addressing them, how I am like relaying information, all of this mm-hmm. just comes off as more authentic in mm-hmm. general, because I am being authentic. I'm just being myself. Mm-hmm. And it allows me to just create more relationships mm-hmm. in like in a real way without getting, you know, I mean, it's not like there's a fine line between letting a student into like your personal life or something yeah. like that. That's not what I mean. But it's more like, oh, hey, I'm Teacher Jane, and I'm here to like talk to you about like the daily happenings. Mm-hmm. My other superpower, I think, is just in general, and I think that this is a function of our cohort and like the classes that we've been taking, and just like my general aspirations, is I'm pretty devoted to like the accessibility aspect of my classroom. Mm-hmm. That's like the tasks that I'm either creating or modifying from a curriculum, and also the way that I facilitate. Mm-hmm. So I always am like, I'm always in the back of my mind like wondering, am I always calling on this kid? Mm-hmm. How much have I heard from this person mm-hmm. today? And when is there a chance that I can like elevate some students' work that mm-hmm. doesn't get a chance to often? So much so that sometimes I worry that I overcorrect in some ways. Mm-hmm. So, you know, strengths and weaknesses, but I think that that's one of my teaching superpowers.